This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer says that more interim results from its ongoing coronavirus vaccine study suggest the shots are 95% effective and that the vaccine protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. Earlier this week, Moderna announced that its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective after its late-stage study. U.S. officials have said they hope to have about 20 million vaccine doses each from Moderna and Pfizer available for distribution around Christmas. Operation Warp Speed's first shots will be offered to frontline groups like medical and nursing home workers and people with serious health conditions. According to a new Reuters poll conducted this week, 52% of all Republicans believe President Donald Trump rightfully won the U.S. election, but that it was stolen from him by widespread voter fraud that favored Democrat Joe Biden. The Reuters poll was conducted nationwide with 1,346 participants, slightly favoring the Democrats. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In a 2-2 vote, the Wayne County Board of Canvassers in Michigan voted to block the county's election results because of voter irregularities. Michigan Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson said bookkeeping errors are par for the course and quite common in all elections. After Governor Gretchen Whitmer condemned the vote, saying they were playing partisan politics, the two no votes flipped to yes under one condition: the state of Michigan do a full audit of the November 3rd election. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court reversed a ruling that allowed Trump campaign observers to get within 6 feet of the ballot counting process. The court ruled Tuesday that the state's election code does not specify how close poll watchers are allowed to get to canvassing processors and that county election officials have the discretion in setting the limit. The Trump campaign has filed another lawsuit in Nevada. Their claim is a Clark County signature verifying machine did not work. Also, roughly 15,000 voters that moved out of state voted by mail-in ballot and in the state they moved to. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As the military continues to lower troop levels in the Middle East, the mission does not change. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives. Moreover, this decision by the President is based on continuous engagement with his National Security Cabinet over the past several months.
But some don't agree with the drawdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a precipitous withdrawal would be a mistake.
I think it's extremely important here in the next couple of months not to have any earth-shaking changes with regard to defense and foreign policy. I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nicaraguan officials are reporting Iota is considered the strongest hurricane in history to hit Nicaragua and has taken six lives in the Central American country. Iota made landfall Tuesday as a Category 4 hurricane with heavy rains, damaging winds, flooding, landslides. Now a tropical storm, Iota is nearing Honduras. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, President Trump's report this morning reads as follows. Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump voters nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Dominion voting stole the election from President Trump is the final conclusion. With us right now to talk more about this and the mounting evidence that the big tech guys are saying is debatable, but you know, it is. All right. In all fairness, we can debate it, but let's have a fair debate about it. And let's hold to the principle that we want to make sure that every vote counts. And I'll tell you, there's just so much mounting evidence that Sidney Powell from the President Trump's legal team is beginning to release what they call the Kraken. But the question is America listening? The best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, former decorated law enforcement officer, is with us right now to talk about you know the evidence and what's happened to the mainstream media, you know, that says that the evidence somehow doesn't exist, that they want to deny it. Carl Gallup joins us now. Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Thanks.
Well, good to have
I'm honored.
You. Well, no, the honor is ours to have your perspective here with your law enforcement background, all your credentials, absolutely critical, you know, to this whole process, Carl, because the people are being bamboozled here because, you know, the mainstream media is not having. In fact, I just released a commentary. I think I sent it to you as well about the lost headline. I mean, this is counterintuitive. The mainstream media goes after headlines like this for controversy. Why? Two reasons. Number one, certainly is their own pocket because it builds subscribers and people will buy their publications, you know, go to their outlets to, you know, hear the controversy. And the other reason is it reinforces credibility that they're doing their job. And in this particular case, they've abandoned both issues, haven't they? Which is uncharacteristic.
And listen, thank you for asking my opinion. And you're right, everything about what we're experiencing at the surface level, that is the election we've just been through, everything building up to it, the Mueller report, the impeachment fiasco, the COVID, then the weaponization of COVID, cities being captured, inner cities, you know, BLM, Antifa. I mean, it's surreal. This is so, but everything we're watching is counterintuitive. Who could not watch all of this, add 2 plus 2 plus 2 and get 6, and understand we're under siege.
Yes.
This is an attempted coup, and there are foreign actors involved. Now, having said that, let me just say, a other than just giving another mundane opinion from a, you know, here's a pastor and a former cop, and well, I'm going to give my opinion. Let me just remind your audience, and this doesn't make me 100% correct. It doesn't make me a world-renowned expert on anything, but just remember, I've been on your show many times for the past 5, 6, 7 years talking about the Obama fraud criminal investigation, a 5-year criminal investigation conducted by the fourth largest sheriff's office in the nation, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. Chief investigator of that case, Mike Zullo, answered only to Sheriff Joe Arpaio during those years. Mm-hmm. I was brought on board not as an investigator, but because I had been a former patrol officer with investigative experience in one of the departments for many years, two sheriff's offices under 3 different sheriffs, and plus I had a radio show that was heard nationally and internationally for many years. I'm still on the radio for over 20 years, and the mainstream media had basically cut them off because this was during the Obama years, and now we know it was all fake media. We know that, but back then, brother, it was surreal because as they were unraveling with forensics examination by international companies, corporations, by having actual birth certificates that they discovered were used in creating a ground-up fake that was put on the White House website, multiple federal felonies involved, yet when they took that forward, it was surreal. They were shut down. But in the middle of all of that, Bill, we had a CIA, FBI contract worker, whistleblower, come to the sheriff's office by the name of Dennis Montgomery, told us about a software that he had either built himself and or was deeply involved in the programming and the use of it to rattle U.S. elections and to break into banks and to break into government websites. It was called The Hammer, and this was Dennis Montgomery. We eventually went to the airwaves with it. I came on your show, on my show, did multiple interviews begging the nation to wake up, begging congressmen to get involved, begging courts to get involved. Our elections were being stolen from us back then. We knew it. We were involved with the guy that was involved in it, and you know, we were categorically called idiots and conspiracy theorists and nut jobs and all of these things. That's how communists work.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Well, and also at the same time, Carl, let me interrupt you and interject this important note here. And that is the attorney general at the time, Eric Holder, under Obama, insisted that there was no such thing as voter fraud. And this was from his lips to our ears, looking straight into the camera and again doing what the Obama administration was infamous for, was laying out another lie.
Yes, it's a coup. It's an international coup built upon one lie after another, psychological warfare, psyops, brainwashing over a long period of time, gaslighting, we call it.
Yes.
We were exposing all of that. We used the term gaslighting and explained how they were doing it, but we were just mocked and laughed at and scoffed by the media. Now we're hearing about Dominion and Scorecard and The Hammer and Dennis Montgomery and stolen elections and votes and foreign companies being involved, foreign entities being involved and seizing servers in Germany attached to software that was manufactured for Venezuela's communist elections. And we're using it now in our this is crazy. And because it's so surreal, people have a hard time wrapping their heads around it. But if they'll put it all together, it goes back years and probably Arpaio and Zullo and I, because I was the media guy for them, were the first to ever reveal it as civilians to the world. Now, Deep State knew all about it, and they were terrified when they
Even some of the Democrats, though, opposed this. Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren, even, 2 years ago, as early as 2 years ago, said, hey, this is, there's something wrong here. We need to check into this. So where's Gina Haskell? Where's the FBI in investigating all this? I mean, there seems some
seems to be complicity here, which then brings in the deep state. But yeah. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Okay,
go
well,
ahead.
Let me just say this, and I know we've got a break coming up here, but let me just say this. So my opinion is this. People, I mean, my email and texts and phones are just blowing up, and I've been all over radio and doing some TV as well, talking to this, and people are asking, well, what's going to happen? I mean, what's the bottom line? Well, number one, I don't have inside scoop. Number two, I'm not Donald Trump, so I don't know. But I do know high-powered lawyers, Lynn Wood and the woman, Sidney Powell, are basing their whole lives and reputation, staking it on it, and they're both saying this will be overturned 100% sure.
Well, and Sidney Powell has been known to say, and I've known Sidney for over 4 years now, and she's been consistent. She says, I never say anything
that's
I can't prove, right?
And Lynn Wood says the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty emphatic.
He said that last night in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah.
We've got more from Carl Gallups after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes. It's after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, this is the kind of song you sing in the shower, but actually you can sing it out loud as you're driving around, too, because look at this is our time and our moment, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, fret you none. You know, when chaos enters, and chaos is driven by the evil one, and I know for some people, when they hear that, they cannot specifically relate, because when we talk about evil, it is a spiritual component, and I'm so grateful for Carl Gallup's, because of his extensive background, his worldly background in law enforcement, a decorated law enforcement officer, his instinct and his gift to us, to our listeners, also to his constituency on his radio show, not to mention the faithful that follow him that he's been pastoring all these years. Carl is a gift and understands when we start getting into the spiritual component how significant this is. Chaos does not come from God, and what it does, it comes from man, who is controlled by an outside element that suspends any connection with the truth. And that's what's happened here in America. We have untethered from the truth and opened the door to chaos. And right now, every institution that we've relied on heretofore are proven to be fundamentally corrupt, Carl. Yeah. Break that down for us.
I will. You've obviously read my latest book called Masquerade, Preparing for the Greatest Con Job in History. It was released March of 2020. And it's not a cheap advertisement for a book. I'm just saying everything you just said, plus what I'm getting ready to say, is all wrapped up in that, in case your listeners who are hearing this brief interview would want to dig deeper. Just go to my website, carlgallops.com. You can find out everything there and the books I've written, and et cetera. So no, you're absolutely right, my friend. And let me just break this down. Folks, now hear me. I know many of you are believers. Some of you maybe are not. It's okay. I'm not going to get all preachy, but I want to tell you what the biblical truth is, and then I want to give a real-world illustration in the theater of your mind to bring it to life. So even if you're not a big believer like Bill and I are, you will at least understand the possibility of the reality of this. First of all, the Word of God has been telling us for thousands of years that these kinds of days were coming, an abject flooding of evil over the planet. Now, we're the first generation to live on the other side of the return of Israel, huge prophecy, and the first generation to live in this burgeoning explosion of technological advancement that makes it possible for the whole world to communicate 24/7 in real time, multi-language. I mean, it's the new Tower of Babel. We're the first generation. It makes sense that this biblically prophesied outpouring of evil and unrest and fear and pandemics and panic and anxiety and drug abuse and suicide epidemic and, you know, all of this, it makes sense that it's happening.
Right.
And so the point is, the Bible's been telling us this, and it speaks of multiple dimensions of reality. Now, folks, don't freak out. Quantum mechanics tells us this. CERN Hadron Collider was built because they understand the existence of these multiple dimensions of reality. They talk about it on their website. They're looking for the portals, that's their words, to go back and forth between the dimensions. Now, here's the deal. The Bible says our battle's not against flesh and blood. It is, but that's not where it originates. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, it's against the unseen realm, the powers of darkness. Now, here's the illustration. I want to give it very quickly. at the bottom of the depths of our oceans, miles and miles and miles deep, are hydrothermal vents. Anybody can read about this. There's fresh, hot water boiling up from the Earth's core, and it's in the miles deep, 3-4 miles deep, the Marianas Trenches, and that's where they are. And around them are ecological systems, because it's perfect environment for certain kinds of sea creatures and the food they feed on. Now, here's what I say. So pretend like these sea creatures, you know, they're down at the bottom of the ocean. When they look up, all they see is blackness. When they look left or right, as far as they can see or as far as they can swim, it seems to them to go on forever and ever. And if they were to go west and just keep going, they would eventually wind right back up, but on the east, but they wouldn't know it because they're on a circle. It's a big ball, but they would just swim and swim, and they'd say, this just goes on forever. Well, if they could go up all those miles and burst through the surface, they would see another dimension of reality that has existed all around them all along, 7 billion humans, 25 million species of life. Then if they could go up in a rocket ship, they'd see another dimension. If they could look in a microscope, they could see another dimension. I mean, on and on and on it goes. And it's all real. It's not make-believe. And that's what the Bible tells us, that there's another dimension of reality. Just because we can't see it, because we're at the bottom of the ocean, doesn't mean it's not there. And the point is, Bill, we humans can go down all the way to the bottom of the sea. We can impact their existence, but they can never come into your studio and impact your existence. And that's what's happening. It's happening in the halls of government and wicked hearts of wicked people, but it's being driven by the unseen realm. We're at the bottom of the sea, and the Bible has warned us we've got to keep our eyes on the Lord during these times. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and I hope it brings some clarity to those, and especially, I mean, for people of faith, for those that are called by the name of God, this is a specific message. For those that may be on the fence, or maybe this is just gobbledygook and it doesn't make sense to them, and they're, you know, they just figure, well, at some point, they're just going to go forward, and somewhere the chaos will make sense. But by then, it's too late, because then at that point, you're trying to survive when the tsunami has already hit. For people of faith, this is consistent with the warning that we've been told all along. As Carl and I were talking off air, all this points to what is in the final chapters of the Bible in the book of Revelations, which is, it tells us that there will be a one world government. Look what's behind the forces here of this fraudulent election process that we've gone through. It is a one-world government. Yeah. We're told that Dominion software, this and Smartmatic, was created for Hugo Chavez and other communist countries. And so this is what allowed him to get reelected time and again. And guess what? They use the same system for Maduro. And we have insider information from executives involved with the planning and the design of the Dominion voting system that reinforces the reality of what we're talking about. But the mainstream media is not going to tell you this, because it's clear the mainstream media is in the pocket of these globalists. They're all committed, and they have no concern about the everyday American, our constitutional rights, and the liberties that we have. They want all those to be evaporated so that they can take us to a one world government. And the only way they can do that was, number one, they had to get rid of our God. Number two, they had to control our history and our own narrative. And they had to, number three, put us in a state of confusion to wonder if what we were seeing with our own very eyes was a truth or a lie. And we go back and all we have to go back to is during the era of Adolf Hitler himself, who said the way you kill 11 million people is with a big lie. And the big lie continues to be thrust upon America. And we need to be real careful about this season that we're entering into, especially when God has given us a warning.
Yeah, very, very well said. I have very little to add to it, except for the fact that in your list, your litany of what they had to do, they had to do, they had to do. The other thing they had to do, especially in this era of Trump, was they had to shut the churches and the pulpits down.
Right.
And I say especially in Trump, because he has attached himself as a champion of the church. Now, that doesn't mean he's an angel from heaven. It doesn't. Listen, I wouldn't let him be Sunday school teacher in my church. You get it? Right. Yeah. I mean, I love him, but I don't even know if he could be a member of my church with some of the things he says. But he's a commander in chief. We didn't elect a priest or a president. But right. The bottom line is he's a friend of the church. And yes. We were just rolling and going and blowing for 4 years, the economy, the church, missions, ministry, outreach. And the next thing you know, COVID rounds the corner. And the leftists either were involved in releasing it through their relationships with China, and that's a horrible thing to think, or they simply weaponized what happened. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
And one of the things they weaponized it against was large gatherings. And, oh, yeah, that means the church. And by the way, church, you can't have Resurrection Sunday. You can't go to church. You can't sing about Jesus. You got to wear masks. You got to social distance. And the government will tell you when you can go back. Maybe. They had to do it. They did it. And most churches are still closed or
sadly
half capacity.
Sadly. Carl Gallups, thank you for being with us. As always, appreciate it, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer says that more interim results from its ongoing coronavirus vaccine study suggests the shots are 95% effective and that the vaccine protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. Earlier this week, Moderna announced that its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective after its late-stage study. U.S. officials have said they hope to have about 20 million vaccine doses each from Moderna and Pfizer available for distribution around Christmas. Operation Warp Speed's first shots will be offered to frontline groups like medical and nursing home workers and people with serious health conditions. According to a new Reuters poll conducted this week, 52% of all Republicans believe President Donald Trump rightfully won the U.S. election, but that it was stolen from him by widespread voter fraud that favored Democrat Joe Biden. The Reuters poll was conducted nationwide with 1,346 participants, slightly favoring the Democrats. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, you hear the Reuters polling evidence, and, you know, this is the reality. I mean, 68% of Republicans say election was rigged, you know, and that's in spite of the mainstream media, you know, and we're just trying to reason this out. A majority of America, including the Democrats, are saying that they sense that this election was rigged. This seems to be the general consensus, but yet officials are willing to suspend reality, I don't know, for the sake of expediency, for the sake of, you know, their buy-in to this anticipated income or outcome, I should say, and they're willing to suspend voting principles.
and principles that are absolutely valued, that are inarguable. I mean, you ask anybody, Democrat, Republican, anybody, you ask about a free and fair election, that all votes should count, that all votes should be legitimate. There should never be a question of illegitimate votes. And we have so many questions about the illegitimate votes that are out there, or even smoke around all this. And, you know, and you wonder, OK, are we going to have enough time and enough courage, intestinal fortitude to do everything it takes to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads and no matter how painful it could be? Because if we're going to get down to the corruption, this is all part and parcel of the growing corruption that has been going on in our country. I want to bring Garland Favorito on with us right now. He's the co-founder of Voters Organize for Trusted Election Results in Georgia. And I want to bring him on to, and we're going to talk about the Georgia process that's going on right now, that Fulton, Georgia, for example, moved to certify 20,000 vote irregularities, 20,000 votes that were irregularities in that 20,000 vote, but yet they went to certify it. See, this accommodation for a lie and corruption only, we're creating a snowball here to the degree that America finds itself not trusting any of our government institutions. And I know that's a broad brush stroke, but, you know, think about it. Who can we trust within the government anymore when at every turn we've got, the fruit of corruption on obvious display? And right now it's all coming to a head as a result of this 2020 election. Garland, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on.
Well, the honor is ours. Let me tell you, Garland, I appreciate it, because what we're trying to do is get down to the truth. And that's your heart. That's your organization. That's why you were the co-founder of Voters Organize for Trusted Election Results. That is a principle. That is an inviolable principle. You cannot violate that principle. And what's happening is, I mean, and you talk to anybody out there, Garland, people involved in the election process, and they will say, we want to make sure every vote counts. They always tell you that, right? It just comes right out of them. Well, we want to make sure every vote, every legal vote counts. But then they are willing to compromise and allow illegal votes or stuffed ballot votes to eliminate the value of a legal vote.
That's exactly right, Bill. So, we only want every legal vote to count. We don't want illegal votes to count. And we have found that there are apparently a lot of potential illegal votes in Georgia. We're still in the early phases of identifying these, but the audit here has revealed that.
Are they truly auditing, Garland, or are they just counting? Because, I mean, there's a difference, and this is what people need to understand. I mean, for us to go through a true audit of the votes, it's a little bit different than just a hand recount, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Bill. So, and you're right. So I'll back up and try to explain the process a little bit. So the Secretary of State ordered, they're supposed to audit one race. And an audit, as you are alluding to, is a joke here in Georgia, because they're just going to take a few sample ballots and say, yeah, everything's fine. And because we looked at one race, then all the other 20 races on the ballot are fine. So it's really kind of a joke of a process. However, in this case, the presidential race, the Secretary of State did order a full hand recount. But it is, I'm sorry, not a recount, but it's a full hand count audit. Mm-hmm. So we're going to audit the machine total to make sure that they match. Now, that doesn't include any kind of signature verification or validation of the ballots. So that's not part of it. So it's only a count, as you said, you're absolutely right. Just a count of the ballots to make sure that the machine totals are correct. But the problem that we ran into here is that in the audit is that the secretary is requiring the counties to enter their totals into his system, and then he's going to tell the counties what the results are. So normally the way the process is supposed to work, precincts produce their reports, they give it to the counties produce their reports, they give it to the state. So elections is reported bottom up. But in this case, the results of the audit are going to be reported top down. Mm-hmm. And through this program called ARLA, which is a Voting Works program, which should have never been used. So that's going to compromise even the count part of the process. And as you said, it hasn't even gotten to the validation
exactly.
of ballots yet.
Well, even from the get-go on this, including envelopes, and I understand, particularly in Georgia, you want to protect voter privacy, but when envelopes that carried the ballots were destroyed, to me, that was you were destroying evidence here. Because there's a way to check this out to make sure, for example, I mean, again, if we're serious about voter integrity, and right now when you've got over half the country doubting the integrity of this election, this is a problem. It's going to be a problem if Joe Biden is in fact seated as the 46th president. I mean, you know, he thinks, well, maybe he might get away a little bit more because this is all a cabal reinforced by the mainstream media and big tech. But yet everyday Americans are going to look at his presidency as being invalid because of this process here, because he wasn't elected through a fair and free election. This is compromise. This smacks of a banana republic.
Yeah, exactly. And you can even flip it around and say, let's suppose we find enough invalid ballots and the election is overturned, we do the right thing, and Trump is reelected. You know, you're still going to have people doubt that as well.
Of course.
And you're going to have
all hell breaking loose. And let me tell you this too, Garland. The other thing, people think, oh, Black Lives Matter activists and the Antifaites, they're going to calm down under a Biden administration. Let me tell you, there's already rumblings going on because they're connecting with the with the transition team and with Biden himself and saying, hey, look at you owe us. We got you elected. And I'll guarantee you, Biden is not going to give them the expected due that they're hoping for. And they're going to come back with a vengeance because at the bottom line is anyway, they don't want America to exist. Biden is a tool to that end. And when he stops being a useful tool for them, then they're going to come after him because that's what communists do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that's kind of where we are. So it could be bad either way. So I hate to see us go down that path, but you know, that's where we could.
It seems inevitable. I mean, really, when you think about it, and you know, let's look at, I was looking at a site here where this lawyer has put together the evidence. I mean, you know, the people are, you know, they're not getting it from the mainstream media. Sidney Powell says the evidence is coming at them so quick it's like coming through a fire hose. Well, this one attorney, he has documented on his website something like 69 incidences, different instances of election irregularities. This is Robert Barnes, who's a famed constitutional civil rights and tax attorney. And boy, I'll tell you, it's impressive because you go right there. It's well documented and what the source of the information is. And there's 69 right now. So for those that doubt, you know, the Juan Williams of the world that think that, the voter integrity is still intact, they need to just do a quick review of these basic 69 different instances that are posted on this website. You cannot come away from that and think that all is well with the election process.
Absolutely. We have so many things here, Bill, in Georgia. We might have close to 69 ourselves just in Georgia.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. More from Garland after this.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488.
That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, as I was mentioning, the website hereistheevidence.com. That's what you want to check out. I mean, you cannot look at that website and not see that, look, there's a lot of smoke in them, our hills, and we know where smoke, there's fire, and we're going to get to that fire level sooner or later. It's just incredible. We've never experienced anything quite like this, and there's a reason that we are at this crossroads, I believe, and this is an opportunity for patriots, and this is patriots on both sides. This isn't a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. This is just fair-minded people. You know, as little kids, we always grew up with things that, you know, if they weren't fair, you know, it's not fair. We know that there's, and cheaters never prosper and all this. And here we are, we're dealing with a government and our country, ladies and gentlemen, a country that we're going to turn over to our kids and our grandkids with a legacy of corruption that has just invaded our consciousness, invaded our government. I mean, for the last 4 years, and I would have said the same thing if it was Barack Obama, the attacks being put on Barack Obama as opposed to Donald Trump. What they did to Donald Trump, and as he said himself, he would hope that this would never happen to another president going forward, what he experienced. But, you know, clearly what seems to be the case is that them against us. Them are liberals. Them are the progressives, the Marxists, the communists that want America to be a different country altogether. They do not buy in American exceptionalism. They do not buy in self-responsibility. They believe that it should be a government of, for, and by the government. And the people are there to keep the engines rolling and moving along for that end. And the end is for the preservation of the government and not we the people. That's the bottom line. With us, as he continues with us, Garland Favorito, and we're talking about Fulton, Georgia in particular, about what's going on there. Garland, break this down a little bit more. You know, when we talked about earlier that Fulton, Georgia moved to certify 20,000 votes, and they know that there were these 20,000 votes, they were what we would call irregular. I mean, you got to, you know, in other words, you're flagging these votes because they're exceptional. They do not fit the pattern of a legitimate vote. Is that fair to say? Garland, are you there? Did we lose him? Okay, maybe he stepped. Okay, well, let's see if we can call him back and go. And he may have gotten a little misdirected because of the long intro on this segment. But, you know, definitely looking forward to his expertise. He's the co-founder of Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia. So he's right there at ground zero with what's happening. And, you know, this gives us an idea in terms of this process. We're not talking about hanging chads here. We're talking about something, you know, much more diabolical, you know, that runs the whole gamut of, you know, stuffing the ballot box to, you know, signatures not matching up. The other thing that's quite interesting that we haven't heard a lot of either on this, Garland, is that how many votes came through where they only voted for the president? There was no downline voting. That in and of itself is quite suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So, Bill, I apologize. I think it was my cell phone that got disconnected there. I'm actually out of county office today.
Oh, really?
We're checking some fraud out.
Well, what happened there for a moment, it was like a deja vu moment. I was thinking, now I know how Barack Obama felt when he kept introducing Joe Biden, and Joe Biden wasn't coming to the stage. You know?
What happened there on the, I was watching the election results come, being uploaded from Fulton County to, the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I noticed this was about 2 days after the election day, and they were still processing, batch ballots, which they should not have been doing, the absentee ballots. And all of a sudden, you know, with the next batch, Joe Biden's totals went up 20,000, but then President Trump's totals actually went down 1,000. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, how can this be? This cannot be right. So immediately I contacted the elections director of Fulton County, who I know, as well mm-hmm. as all the board members of Fulton County, and as well as even a county attorney. And I said, this is not right. Something's strange. And I filed an open records request for the interim results so that I could mm-hmm. recreate it and see what happened. 5 days went by and I did not get a response from anybody, mm-hmm. which is that gets to what you were talking about earlier, is that there just is no accountability for honest elections. So it's still unknown as to why this occurred. However, in the process of conducting the audit, which, as you said, is not really a full audit, it's just a hand count.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hand count audit. We did find suspicious ballots, ballots that look like they are not real ballots.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not they were introduced at that point in time when I saw the upload or not, we don't know. And we probably won't know until a challenge takes place. So what's happening now, Bill, they'll do the hand count. They'll finish the hand count. Then the state will certify the results. At that point in time, the president can ask for a recount if he's still behind, or, you know, Biden could as well if he was behind.
Right.
But, and then at that point in time when the recount starts, then he can challenge certain ballots. and they can go in and look at the ballots, and then we suspect that they might be Biden only ballots, but we don't know that for sure just yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, so and we go back to what the foundation principles should be, and which are stated. I mean, if you go to the state website and you look at what their mission is, and that is to ensure a free and fair election. Well, if that's the founding principle, then they need to hold to that. They can't abandon that founding principle, that reason to exist, for the sake of, well, it's the clock is ticking. We're getting pressure from, you know, the big tech gurus, you know, pressure from people outside of the building. Look at, you know, democracy demands courage. And if we're going to get down to the bottom of this, I mean, if they do not do the hard work of making sure that what they're certifying is, as best they can tell, close to 100%. And I mean, that needs to be the bar. I mean, that's the bar that they said, 100%. We want to make sure that every legal vote counts. Well, that means every illegal vote has to be taken out of the system. And this wasn't done, you know, by them. I'm not blaming them for it. Obviously, there were some outside forces that found a way to cheat the system and to stuff the ballot. I mean, this seems to be the indication here. Without, you know, a final conviction of this, you know, we're just looking at the fruit of it and these irregularities. I mean, even on a mathematical scale, Garland, when you add up the numbers, you're going, wait a minute. I mean, you got some voting districts where 120% of the people voted. Well, you know, that's wrong. I mean, you only get 100%. You don't get 120%. You know, and then you get people, you know, who have died. And I think it's the thing that I find quite comical is that the Democrats have this uncanny ability to raise a Republican from the dead and turn him into a Democrat with his vote. And I mean, you've got people that have, you know, I mean, for over 100 years, they've been dead and they're still voting. I mean, this is unbelievable what's going on. And, you know, and we kind of laugh about it. But the reality is that this is a serious compromise and a mistrust to the election process. Everybody should be outraged about this, not just conservatives and not just, you know, people on the Trump side. Joe Biden and the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, boy, they're quick to talk about everything else. But in this particular situation, they're not rallying the forces to insist that they make sure that if Joe Biden is elected, that it was as a result of a free and fair, you know, free and fair election. End of story. Inarguable. Let's move on. Time to get our country back on track.
Yeah, and Bill, in addition to the dead people voting scenario, there's another scenario where they can identify people who have not voted in several elections and then place ballots in for them. So that's another potential fraudulent way to increase votes. So we'll be looking at that probably in the coming week to see if there's anything there, and I'll probably know more in another week or two.
You know, Garland, every day I get somebody reporting something to me and saying, well, at our household, interestingly enough, the Democratic resident in the household got 5 extra ballots. The Republican only got 1. You know, odd. That's odd. And, but a lot of people getting multiple, ballots, sent to them. You know, extremely odd. And here we are because we were scrambling because of COVID, scrambling to do this. And the president warned us all, said this is going to open the door to all kinds of dysfunction and cheating. And here he is. The president's right again. And we're trying, you know, we're trying to clean up the mess after the fact. And this is a huge problem because the implications are more than just this election. The implications really go down to the fundamentals of our democracy and whether or not we will continue, Garland Favorito, to live under a democratic republic, or are we already surrendered to a communist, socialistic, Marxist mindset?
Well, that's right, Bill. We've been fighting this for 18 years, and we have a nonpartisan organization because, as you said earlier, basically, no matter what your political beliefs are, everybody wants a fair, honest election and their votes to count.
Well, Garland, how can... again, I thank you for coming on the show. How can people support you and find out more information about Voters Organize for Trusted Election Results?
Well, thank you, Bill. It's our website is voterga.org. You can follow me on Twitter if you're still on there. It's Garland at VoterGA or...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.